Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Shri Rantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Radha Mata Bhagavan ki jai, Shri La Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Mahanande. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Shapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasatya Desha Tarine Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Hare Krishna. So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Canto 10, that's right, Canto 10, Chapter 1, text number 1. So I did a summary quickly, maybe not all, some part of it. So chapter 1 is entitled as The Advent of Lord Krishna. The summary of a chapter is as follows. This chapter describes how Kamsa, frightened by hearing the omen about his being killed by the eighth son of Devaki, killed Devaki's son one after another. When Sukadeva Goswami finished describing the dynasty of Yadu, as well as the dynasties of the moon god and sun god, Maharaj Parikshit requested him to describe Lord Krishna, who appeared with Baladev in Yadu dynasty, and how Krishna performed his activities within this world. Krishna is transcendental. The king said, and therefore, to understand his activities, is the occupation of liberated persons. Hearing of Krishna Katha is the boat by which to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Except for an animal killer or one who is following a policy of suicide, every intelligent person must strive to understand Krishna and his activities. Now I go quickly to the last part of the summary. Krishna has threefold pastimes, the Brajalila, Mathura Lila, and Dwaraka Lila. As already mentioned in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 90 chapters which describe all these Leelas. The first four chapters describe Brahma's prayers for the relief of the earth's burden, and they also describe the appearance of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chapters 5 through 39 recount Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. The 40th chapter describes how Krishna enjoyed in the water of Yamuna and how Akhura offered prayers. Chapters 41 through 51, 11 chapters, tell of Krishna's pastimes in Mathura. In chapters 52 through 90, 39 chapters relate Krishna's pastimes in Dwarka. Chapter 29 through 33 describe Krishna's dancing with the gopis, known as Rasa Lila. Therefore, these five chapters are known as Rasa Panchadhyaya. The 47th chapter of the canto is a description known as Bhramara Gita. Okay, so we know already the summary of this whole 10th canto. Let's chant the very first slokas today. Shri Rajo Vacha Kathito Vamsa Vistaro Bhagata Soma Suryayo Rajyam Chobaya Vamsyanam Charitam Paramadbhutam. Shri Rajo Vacha Kathito Vamsa Vistaro Bhavata Soma Suryayo Rajyam Chobhaya Vamsyanam Charitam Paramadbhutam. Sri Rajo Vacha Kathito Vamsa Vistaro Bhavata Soma Suryayo Rajyam Chobhaya Vamsyanam Charitam Paramadbhutam. Please chant. Sri Rajo Vacha Kathito Vamsa Vistaro Bhavata Soma Suryayo Rajyam Chobhaya Charitam Paramadbhutam. Sri Rajo Vacha Vamsa Vistaro Bhavata Soma Suryayo Rajyam Chobhaya Vamsyanam Charitam Paramadbhutam. Sri Rajo Vacha Kathito Vamsa Vistaro Bhavata Soma Suryayo Rajyam Chobhaya Vamsyanam Charitam Paramadbhutam. Rajo Vacha Kathito Vamsa Vistaro Bhavata Soma Suryayo
शोभय वंशाना चरितं परमाद्भुतम् श्रीराजोवाच कथितो वंशविस्तारो भवता सोमसूर्ययो राज्ञां चोभयवंश्यानां चरितं परमाद्भुतम् श्रीराजोवाच
वर्ड बाय वर्ड श्री राजा उवाच किंग परीक्षित सेड कथितः हैज ऑलरेडी बीन डिस्क्राइब्ड वंश विस्तारः अ ब्रॉड डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द डायनेस्टीज भवता बाय योर लॉर्डशिप सोम सूर्ययो ऑफ द मून गॉड एंड द सन गॉड Rajyam of the kings, cha and ubhaya, both, vamsyanam of the members of the dynasties, charitam, the character, parama, exalted, adbhutam, and wonderful. Now the translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Prabhupada ki, Translation. King Parikshit said, My dear Lord, you have all elaborately described the dynasties of both the moon god and the sun god with the exalted and wonderful character of their kings. Please repeat. King Parikshit said, My dear Lord, you have elaborately described the dynasties of both moon god and the sun god. With the exalted and wonderful character of their kings. Purport. At the end of ninth canto, 24th chapter, Shukadeva Goswami summarized the activities of Krishna. He spoke of how Krishna had personally appeared to reduce the burden of the earth, how he had manifested his pastimes as a householder, and how soon after his birth, he had transferred himself to his Brajabhumi Leela. Parikshit Maharaj, being naturally a devotee of Krishna, wanted to hear more about Lord Krishna. Therefore, to encourage Sukadeva Goswami to continue speaking about Krishna and give further details, he thanked Sukadeva Goswami for having described the activities of Krishna in brief. Sukadeva Goswami had said, Jato gata pitrigrihad brajame ditartho हत्वारि पुनशुतशतानि कृतो दुर्दारः उत्पाद्यते येषु पुरुषः क्रतुभिः समीजे आत्मानमात्मनिगमं प्रतयञ्जनेषु द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड श्री कृष्ण नोन एज लीला पुरुषोत्तम अपीयर्ड एज द सन ऑफ वसुदेव बट इमीडिएटली लेफ्ट हिज फादर्स होम एंड वेंट टू वृंदावन टू एक्सपैंड हिज लविंग रिलेशनशिप विद हिज कॉन्फिडेंशियल डिवोटीज In Vrindavan, the Lord killed many demons and afterwards he returned to Dwarka, where according to Vedic principles he married many wives who were the best of the women, begot, begot through them hundreds of sons, and performed sacrifices for his own worship to establish the principles of household life. The Yadu dynasty belonged to the family describing from descending from Soma, the moon god. Although the planetary systems are so arranged that the sun comes first before the moon, Parikshit Maharaj gave more respect to the dynasty of moon god, the Soma Vamsa, because in Yadava dynasty, descending from the moon, Krishna has appeared. There are two different Kshatriya families of the royal order, one descending from the kings of the moon planet and the other descending from the kings of the sun, king of the sun. Whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, he generally appears in a Kshatriya family because he comes to establish religious principles and the life of righteousness. According to Vedic system, the Kshatriya family is the protector of the human race. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears as Ramachandra, he appeared in the Surya Vamsa, the family descending from Sun God, and when he appeared as Lord Krishna, he did so in the Yadu dynasty, or Yadu Vamsa, whose descent was from the moon god. In the 9th canto, 24th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a long list of the kings of the Yadu Vamsa. All of the kings in both the Soma Vamsa and Surya Vamsa were great and powerful, and Maharaj Parikshit praised them very highly. Rajyam Jubhaya Vamshanam Saritam Paramadbhutam. Nonetheless, he wanted to hear more about the Soma Vamsa because that was the dynasty in which Krishna has appeared. The supreme abode of the Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is described in Brahma Samhita as the abode of Chintamani. Chintamani prakarasadma shukalpa vriksha laksha vriteshu shurabhira vipalayantam. The Vrindavan Dham on this earth is a replica of that same abode. This, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.20, in the spiritual sky there is another eternal nature, transcendental to manifest and unmanifested matter. The manifest world can be seen in the form of many stars and planets, such as the sun and moon. But beyond this is the unmanifested, which is unperceptible to those who are embodied. And beyond this unmanifested matter is the spiritual kingdom, which is described in Bhagavad Gita as supreme and eternal. That kingdom is never annihilated. Although material nature is subject to repeated creation and annihilation, that spiritual nature remains as it is eternally. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that spiritual nature, the spiritual world, is described as Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, or Brajadham. The elaborate description of the above mentioned shloka from the 9th canto, Jato Gata Pritigrihat, will be found here in the 10th canto. Hare Krishna. Sarobhad ki, Sri Radha Madhav ki, Hare Krishna. So, thank you all for coming. It's a great day for us to start on the pastimes, speaking on the pastimes of Krishna, especially getting into now to the 10th canto, which is Srila Prabhupada describes as Samam Bonam. I don't know exactly what is Samam Bonam is, you all know exactly, right? Samam Bonam, I guess it means that the ultimate goal of life, is it? Thank you. So, Samam Bonam. I'm not very qualified to speak on this subject matter, especially getting into in the 10th canto, but I humbly request, yeah, please bless me so that I may speak a few words based on my own experience of the previous canto studies. The last time I gave class here was about 2 years ago. That was the end of pastimes of Gajendra. And I still remember the sloka. And that sloka includes that word, Charitam Param Adbhutam, Adbhutam. As the Lord was about to go back to his abode, along with his associate Gajendra, and he was being praised by Gandharva Siddha Vibhudai. Gandharvas were praying to Lord, Siddhas and demigods. Upagiyamana. Gandharva Siddha Vibhudai Upagiyamana Karmadhutam. So Lord has performed such a wonderful activities and that he always does it. And we have been hearing all that wonderful pastimes. So that how the Lord came hearing the prayers of Gajendra and how he was able to protect Gajendra from the deadly mouths of crocodile. It's wonderful to hear. It's wonderful to hear. And so, you know, the same word is used there. Karmad bhutam shabhavanam garudas anogat. Such a wonderful activity the Lord had performed to save Gajendra. And finally, he has gone. Shabhavanam garudasana. The Lord being presided on the back of Garuda, the Lord has gone back to Godhead, to his abode. So it reminds me of the same word, the Adbhutam. Everything else is already mentioned by Prabhupada here in the summary and in the purport, such as Kathita Vamsa Vistar, the very first line. The description of the elaborate description of the Vamsa, the dynasties of sun and moon, you have already described Kathita. Soma Suryayo means moon god and sun. You know, from the ninth canto, we hear about the sun god, the dynasty of sun god first. And after up to 14th chapter, the description of sun god goes on. And then starts moon god's dynasty, the description of moon god. But why is, the question is that why Parikshit Maharaj saying Soma Suryayo, Soma means moon, Soma Suryayo? Because Parikshit Maharaj is so attached to Krishna, who appears in moon dynasty. Therefore, he gives more priority to hear about Krishna. Therefore, he puts Soma first, Soma Suryayo. Then, so again, Ubhayavamsana, both, you have described very vividly, elaborately, Soma and Surya, both. And the kings who appeared in both dynasties you have described. But he is trying to say that I'm not satisfied with all that. You have done very nice description, but I would like to hear more. Because at the end of 9th canto, 24th chapter, just we finished yesterday, Sukadeva Goswami has given very short description. You know, he went through all the description of the whole kings in this family, that family, his son is this, he did this, he did that, so many things. Paramadbhutam, the wonderful activities of those kings, which are very much related to the Supreme Lord. Because those kings were very extraordinary, Rajarsis, even though they were taking the taking care of the affairs of the whole universe, at the same time, they are very devoted to the Lord. Therefore, Krishna is very much connected in their life. So therefore, their life is, their activities, their the whole character is Adbhutam, wonderful. Adbhutam actually means quite many things. Adbhutam means wonderful, which is given here. Adbhutam also means fantastic. Another meaning is extraordinary, miraculous, supernatural, remarkable, marvelous, fabulous, surprise. So many meanings of Adbhutam. So you can see as you go through those pastimes, how wonderfully the Lord acts to fulfill the desire of the devotees. And if you remember, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, and this word is used so many times, I'll just give you a very noticeable one. End of Bhagavad Gita, Sanjaya said, that was so wonderful to see Krishna's the gigantic form, in universal form. Tatya sansmritya sansmritya rupam atyadbhutam hare. I remember this again and again. When I remember this again and again, that wonderful form of the Lord, universal form, vishmayo me maha, I struck with wonder. And the hair of my body stand on end. Such a wonderful thing. And again it appears another sloka. Keshava arjunayo punyam hrishyami cha mohi. That's also wonderful to hear the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally speaking in the middle of the battlefield. And Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of God, is speaking, and the Jiva is hearing. But the conversation going between these two is so wonderful to hear. So wonderful. That's the sansmritya, sansmritya. Keshava Arjuna Yopunyam, Rishyami. I'm so satisfied. I'm so happy to see this. So this is the meaning of Adbhutam. You know, so many different ways we can understand this. As Krishna appears in front of Vasudeva and Devaki, so Vasudeva describes. Shukadev Goswami describes how he looked at a little child. It says it is little child, but Krishna appeared as Chaturbhuja, you know, like a Vishnumurti, with four-handed form, with having all these four different weapons. Tamadbhutam balakam ambuje kshanam Chaturbhujam sankragadalaidham Sri Vatsa Lakshmam Galasho Vikaustubam Tam Adbhutam Valakam. When Devaki and Vasudev saw this, Krishna appeared in front of them. Adbhutam Valakam. And we see the Lord with four-handed form. He's big, he's not Valaka, he's not a child. Vasudev Goswami describes as a Valakam, Tam Adbhutam Valakam, Ambujakshana, with the lotus eyes. He's Balaka for Devaki and Vasudeva. He's a Balaka. He's a little child, you know. Devaki was, she was pregnant. She was having this for 10 months. And all of a sudden he appears in front of him. He's a Balaka. He's a child for them. But he's not only Balaka. He's in his full form. Chaturbhujam. But because they are the parents, they want to see him as a child. Sukadeva Goswami describes a child. And because in this form Vasudeva and Devaki could not relate to him very much, you know, with the Vatsalya Rasa, therefore they requested, please, we would like to see you as a child. We would like to see you as a child. So, and what happens? Pitroho sampasyato sadya babhuva prakrita shishu. While they were seeing, he didn't say, you close your eyes and I will become child. While they were watching him, suddenly became child, just like a normal child. But he didn't cry. As a normal child cries as soon as he comes out of the womb. But Krishna didn't cry. Plus he also already told, you know, already mentioned that you have done so great pastimes, not pastimes, you have performed severe austerity in your previous life, therefore, to fulfill your desire, because you wanted a child like me, so there cannot be anybody like me, except myself. So I have come as your child. You know, he's just reading their chart, who you were in the past life, who I was. You know. Have you seen such a child who, you know, who is born and he immediately starts telling your past lives and, you know. Therefore he is Adbhutam, he is amazing, he is wonderful, miraculous, fabulous. Anyways, so So, Charitam Paramadbhutam, the character of the kings were counted here as Adbhutam, as wonderful. So I would like to ask you, how many of those characters from the either sun god dynasty or moon god dynasty you remember that seem to be so wonderful? Lord Ramachandra, he is Lord Ramachandra, of course. Yes, wonderful. And who else? Pururava, wonderful. That is from which dynasty? Which dynasty Pururava comes? Soma dynasty, yes. Anybody else? Yudhishthira Maharaj, he came in which dynasty? Moon dynasty, of course. Who else? I can't hear it. Priyavrata. Priyavrata. Who is Priyavrata? Okay, that is not counted here. Also, that also includes Parikshit Maharaj didn't say that you have described Manus and all this, but it includes that Sukadeva Goswami already have described Manus also. In Manu also there are great kings and great characters there, and also Lord appears in their lives also. Priyavrata is, of course, it is mentioned in the beginning of ninth canto, when Sukadeva Goswami explains the sun dynasty. Priyavrata was the Satyavrata, you know who is Satyavrata? Satyavrata was the Manu in the previous Manvantara. Then Lord appeared in his life. And so in his next life he became Bibashwan. He became Bibashwan. Okay, who other kings you remember as wonderful? Yes, Maharaj Santanu. Okay, wonderful. Maharaj Santanu. Maharaj Bharat. Yes, powerful, wonderful king. Who else? Prithu Maharaj is not in the sun and moon dynasty. Even before, he's in the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. Yes. Khatvanga Maharaj. What do you know about Khatvanga Maharaj? Yes, of course. Khatvanga Maharaj was very pious king, very dedicated, devoted to Krishna. So he was so powerful that he got called from the heavenly planet. Please come and fight with these demons, you know. So Khatvanga Maharaj went to heavenly planet, and when everything was done, so demigods were so pleased, and they said, we would like to offer you a boon. What do you want? What would you like to have? So Khatvanga Maharaj was asked, tell me how long I have to live? How long, you know, how much more I have, you know, how long is my lifespan? So they said, one more moment. I said, okay, I don't want anything else. Send me down to my birthplace. And the Prithvi Loka. So he immediately comes back, and he focused his mind immediately, so strongly, so attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. And he immediately got the connection with, you know, back to Godhead, Hare Krishna. So as Sukadeva Goswami was beginning to speak to Parikshit Maharaj, he mentioned his name in second canto, beginning of second canto. Parikshit Maharaj kind of very worried, okay, I only have 2 days, and what, and how much I can do? Please tell me what I should do. So Sukadeva Goswami mentions the Khatvanga Maharaj. Khatvango Namaraja Rishi, Gyatve Yattamiha Yusha, Muhurtat Sarvamusrijya Gatavan Avayam Harim. So he said, have you heard about Khatvanga Maharaj? Oh, yeah, I heard. So Khatvanga, when he heard that he had just one moment of his life, he gave up everything. In one moment, he re-established connection with Krishna and Hari Bol. But Parikshit, why are you so worried? You have 7 days. Still 7 more days, you're going to leave. So 7 days is much more than enough. Much more than enough. I'll take care of it. Don't worry. So from there, Sukadeva Goswami starts. Parinashtudu virajanya uttama sloka lilaya grihita cheta rajarse akhyatam yadadhitavan. I was a mendicant, not interested in anything. But when I heard this something called Bhagavatam, I got so attracted to it. And I came back to my father and I learned all this. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to describe all what is Bhagavatam. So with this, you will feel contented. You will feel liberated. No problem. So therefore, Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami starts Bhagavatam, speaking on Bhagavatam. So this is amazing. This is wonderful. So Sukadeva Goswami spoke. He has. Any of you know what are the original 6 questions in the beginning of Bhagavatam? How does it start? Bhakti Vaibhavas know. The original 6 questions of Bhagavatam? Nrisinga Tirtha Prabhu. Yes. The first question is, what is good for everyone? First question. Second question is, what is the essence of Vedic literature? And third question was, why Krishna came? Why Krishna has to take birth in Vasudeva and Devaki's house? For what? What is he designed to do? So that question is related to this canto now, 10th canto. Chato yasya chikirsaya. What Krishna wanted to obtain by coming here, as a son of Vasudeva and Devaki. That is even in the jail, in the prison house. Why he had to do such things? What he want to achieve? Sorry? Yes,
why Krishna took his birth in the world? So yada yada hi dharmasya glanit bhavati bharata.
Yes, of course, that is there. And if you get into more detail in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will see that is not really Krishna comes here first. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya dushkarmani. Yes, that is there. Krishna himself spoken that in Bhagavad Gita. But that is not exactly why he comes here for. Krishna comes here. Krishna comes here to release his rasa, particular relationship with his devotees. And whatever pastimes he does, with this, he wants to rejuvenate the life of devotees. Srinvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshnasah smaranti nandanti tave hitam jana tayeva pasyanti achirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramam padangujam. Kunti Maharani summarized in her prayers that Krishna comes here and performs his pastimes so that the devotees have something to do. They will hear about him, they will chant about his glories, they will talk about him. Smaranti, nandanti, and then they remember about him. And then by remembering, then they feel happy within and without. Tave hitam jana. And very soon they will leave this body and see Krishna in his abode. Clean up the whole dirtiness they have have been sitting in their heart, and finally go back to Godhead. So that is the purpose of Krishna's coming here. Other things, they just happen as a byproduct. You know, he kills the demons and protects the devotees from the suffering, and he establishes a principle of religion. That's automatically happens while he is here. So as Sukadeva Goswami was mentioning the Sanat Mundan dynasty, towards the end, Sukadeva Goswami was very much summarizing Krishna's pastime, as you heard last few days. You know, jato gata pitrihat. So that is given in the purport here. This is from the 9th canto, 24th chapter, text number 66. Krishna appeared, then he went to Vrindavan. He did some pastimes there, killed some demons, then came Mathura, and then this and that. He went to Dwarka, did lots of pastimes over there. He married so many queens, and then finally he finished the burden of the earth, and he instructed Uddhava, then he went back to Godhead. It seemed like by saying this, Sukadeva Goswami just finished, because Parikshit Maharaj asked to talk about Krishna. He just gives some synopsis about Krishna, and then he Haribol. Looks like Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami is not going to say anything else. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is making more, enthusing him. Wow, wonderful that you have talked about all these kings. Now I want to hear more. And second verse, Parikshit Maharaj says, Tatram sena vatirinina Vishnur viryani sansanaha. The Krishna appeared, as you have described just now, the Krishna appeared along with his plenary portion, Baladev. So what else? How many more things he have done? I would like to hear that. I would like to hear more. And this is not enough. I'd like to hear. I mean, if you divide Bhagavatam in 7 days, you know, Supa Parikshit Maharaj heard in 7 days. So Bhagavatam, if you divide in 7 days, so this portion what we are right now, it comes maybe in 3.5 days. So Parikshit Maharaj still have three and a half more days. So please tell me more. I have still more time. Sukadeva Goswami may be just kind of emphasizing that, no, you already have stopped drinking and eating everything. It's already three days passed. You must be hungry. Go take a little break. Maybe we'll sit afterwards, after the interval. Parikshit Maharaj says no. He said, this hunger and thirst is not bothering me anymore. Since I am drinking the nectar which is coming out of your lotus mouth. That nectar has overcome. And I am not feeling at all tired. I'm not feeling at all hungry or thirsty. Go on. That was his desire even from the very beginning. As he left his kingdom and came to bank of the Ganges, so many rishis, the saintly people have arrived there to see that something is going to happen here. So Parikshit Maharaj, he stood up, he welcomed everyone, and he bowed down to everyone. Then he said, it doesn't matter, you know, tammo payatam pradayantu vipra gangaja devi ritachittam ise. Vijopa Srishta Kuhakas Takshakova Dashatvalam Gayata Vishnu Gatha. You know, I have already taken shelter to my Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Mother Ganga. And this Takshaka, whatever he is, magical creature, whatever he is sent by that Brahmana boy, let him come and bite me. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You simply sing the glories of Vishnu. Dasatvalam gayata Vishnu gatha. That is his desire. So therefore Sukadeva Goswami arrived at that time, is very proper, appropriate moment. So he started singing Vishnu gatha. So up to now it's always Vishnu gatha. Now we are entering to Krishna gatha. So Krishna's pastimes. So when Parikshit Maharaj asked, Vishnur Viryani Samsanaha, we should not misunderstand that Parikshit Maharaj want to hear about Vishnu. Vishnu is another name of Krishna. By saying Vishnu, he means Krishna. So there is no difference between Vishnu and Krishna, basically in the name. Vishnur Viryani Samsanaha, please tell me about more about Krishna. Many years ago there was a debate about, this prayer, Vrindai Tulasi Devi Priyaye Keshava Shecha. So there is a Vishnu Bhakti Pradeya Devi, but then many of us thought that because we are Krishna devotees, why Vishnu? We should say Krishna Bhakti Pradeya Devi Satyavate Namo Namaha, right? So there was a debate. And then many of the well-versed in the scripture, they have presented that this is Vishnu Bhakti. This is how given in the Purana, Vishnu Bhakti Pradeya Devi Satyavate Namo Namaha. So when some devotees may have thought, okay, Tulasi is only giving Vishnu Bhakti, so why I should worship, or maybe I should worship something else to get Krishna Bhakti. But it's nothing like that. Vishnu is Krishna. Vishnu Bhakti Pradeya means Krishna Bhakti Pradeya. There is no difference. So we should not take it in that way that Vishnu is something different than Krishna. Vishnu is Krishna. And in Bhagavatam, you see many times that Krishna is referred as Vishnu. As Parikshit Maharaj said, Dashatvalam Gayata Vishnu Gatha. Parikshit Maharaj already knows who is Krishna. His family is so much connected to Krishna. And from the childhood he has been learning about Krishna. Now he says, Dashatvalam Gayata Vishnu Gatha. He doesn't mean that you speak about Vishnu. He wants to hear more about Krishna. And in 10th canto, in Brahmar Gita, also it is mentioned, Vanalatastarava Atmani Vishnum Vyanjayantyaiva Puspa Phaladya. Vanalatastarava Atmani Vishnum. The gopis are describing how the creepers, the plants in the forest, as if they have Krishna in their heart. And therefore they are flowering and then, manifesting nice flowers and fruits because Krishna in their heart. And they feel so contented, they feel so satisfied. Therefore, that's how they describe the forest of Vrindavan. So, Vanalatas Tarava Atmani Vishnu. So doesn't mean that they have like Vishnu there and then everything is happening. Because they are all full of Krishna's thought. And so Vishnu is Krishna's name. And it may be one way to say that since Sukadeva Goswami is talking about Krishna, and Krishna is such a Krishna is such a tattva that not many people may understand what is Krishna. So therefore, as general, he is presenting as Vishnu tattva as Vishnu. The Vishnu tattva as Vishnu. So everybody understands, okay, Vishnu, yeah, I know. There is a Brahma, there is a Vishnu, there is a Mahesh. Okay, these three gods who create, maintain, and destroy. So Vishnu is well known to everybody. As the yogis, dhyanis, karmis, everyone knows who is Vishnu. Krishna, it's difficult to understand. What is Krishna? So therefore, in normal term, Krishna, Vishnu is, the name of Vishnu is given. But it means Krishna. So here, there is, in the beginning of 10th canto, Sridhar Swami gives a little hint of what is Krishna. So he says, Vishva Sarga Visargadi Navalakshada Lakshitam Sri Krishnakyam Param Dhamma Jagad Dhamma Namamitat. So Krishna is that tattva which is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam which is full of description like Sarga, Visarga, this creation, sub-creation and the ten different characteristics of Bhagavatam. the protection of devotees, Manvantaresha Anukatha, the time of Manvantaras, and devotees' pastimes like Soma and Suryas, and finally Ashraya Tattva, Sri Krishna, who is the shelter of everyone, who is the Samam Bonam, right? So that is Krishna. Jagat Dhama Namami Tat, he is the shelter, he is the abode of everyone. He is the abode of everything and he is the shelter of everything. I bow down to him. So then, to explain that point again, Vishwa Bansidhar comments on that again. What is Krishna, the word coming, the word Krishna, exactly. How do we understand? So he said, Krishna means that, Srila Prabhupada explains this another shloka in Bhagavad Gita. But this is another shloka, where it says that Krishna refers to our unlimited sinful reactions from unlimited previous lives. And the person, the God who can nullify it, destroy it altogether, is Krishna. That is Krishna. So this Krishna, which we heard in end of ninth canto very few points summarizingly, now Srila Prabhupada says this will be more elaborately described in this canto. So as we heard yesterday, the Takshaka is coming soon, and be aware, it's not exactly that like that. Takshaka is still far away, because Parikshit Maharaj has three and a half more days to hear, and as we go on hearing Bhagavad, it may take about three more years to complete. So we don't have to worry about Takshaka. We can just be here and release the Krishna Katha as it goes on, Chutam Harikatha Amritam, as it comes out of the lotus mouths of the devotees who are rasikas, and then we can enjoy and be contented with the Krishna's loving relationship in our life. I wanted to say quite many things, but the time is up. I would like to stop here now, and so if there's any comments, please.
Hare Krishna, Guru. Actually, I want to raise one question, Prabhu. Vindhyaya Tulasi Deviaya Priyaya Keshavasya. Anyway, fortunately, you just before my raising the question, you have told about the Tulasi Devi. But since we are, up to even the Gaudi Mutt people, they are used to say the same word. Vindhyaya Tulasi Deviaya Priyaya Keshavasya Krishna Bhakti Pridaya Devi Sachavasaya Namo. So wherever the Gaudi Mutt, it is there. Because we are in the same line of Gaudi Mutt, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So especially in the ISKCON, why we are changed that word to a Vishnupati?
Yes, they say because we are Krishna devotees, and it is natural for us to say Krishna Bhakti, because why I should relate to Vishnu, Vishnu is, this 400 form is Vishnu, but we are not really worshipping Vishnu, so better I should say Krishna Bhakti, so I'll connect to Krishna better. So that maybe the sentiment is there, and it may not have been emphasized that it should be Vishnu Bhakti Pradi, as it is given in Purana.
Yes.
So I was in the class of Bhakti Vikas Maharaj one time, and he mentioned it is in Padma Purana or another Purana, it is mentioned as Vishnu Bhakti Pradaya Devi, so let us say Vishnu Bhakti Pradaya Devi. So one has to emphasize to the devotees that this is how it is, so then they'll get to know. Otherwise, Krishna devotee, we chant Hare Krishna, we don't chant Hare Vishnu, right? Do we chant Hare Vishnu, Hare Vishnu? We chant Hare Krishna, so why not we Krishna Bhakti Pradaya? It is like, it's like a sentiment could be there. But those who know, they have to emphasize and make the point that this is Vishnu Bhakti Pradaya, and there is no difference between Vishnu and Krishna.
But in fact, what I would like to put impression upon that particular word, Prabhu, because Vishnu is only form of the Lord Krishna. Because Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everybody should have a faith on that. So we believe only our ISKCON is Krishna, but Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. then that is the case. The Vishnu is nothing but a formation of the Vishnu, Sri Krishna Paramatma, Lord Krishna. So then we have to give the priority to the Sri Krishna, not to the Vishnu now, if that is the case. Suppose when you put, you know, Prabhupada has also very clearly said, when we put the original candle, so
yeah,
you can...
Yeah, that is there. Let's see, as a person-wise, there is a different person. Vishnu is a different person. Okay? Tattva is the same. Tattva is the same. The personality is different, looking different. Tattva is the same. And name-wise, as I said, name is, it doesn't matter. Krishna is... The Vishnu is Krishna's name. Krishna is... you know, Krishna is Vishnu's name. You know, if you read Vishnu Sahasranam, you will find Krishna in Vishnu Sahasranam. And if you read Gopal Sahasranam, you will find Vishnu also there in, as Krishna's name. So name-wise, there is no difference. Anyone else? Mahalakshmi Prabhu. Mike, please.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
When we chant Maha Mantra, we say Hare Krishna and Hare Rama. Because we are addressing Krishna's energy. The Krishna's energy, I understand, is Hara.
Yeah.
But we also know about Hari. But we are addressing the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna because we are calling for Krishna's energy.
Yes.
So we are calling for Krishna's energy. If we would be calling for to Krishna, how one would call?
The whole Maha Mantra is address only. It's like a vocative case. So let's say the Hara is Krishna's energy. Let's say it is Radha. Okay, Radha in vocative case you will call Radhe. Sita in vocative case you will say Sita. So similarly, Hara becomes Hare. So Hare, it is vocative. And Krishna is also vocative. Yes. Krishna, when you say, okay, when you say Krishnaha, okay, the H at the end, on the right side of the word, that is nominative. But without H, Krishna is vocative. So Hare is vocative, Krishna is vocative. We are only simply addressing. Rama is vocative also. So all these three names are vocative, we're repeating again and again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These all names are in vocative case, simply addressing, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. So the Hara is a feminine word, just like Radha, Sita, Yasoda, and what else we can say, all those. So when they are addressed, when they are put in the vocative case as the addressive the word, then it becomes Hare, Radhe, Sita, you know. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, you know. This Radhe is vocative, Govinda is also vocative. So like a Sita also, when Lord Ramachandra was calling out in the forest, he say, Sita, where are you? Hey, Sita, where are you? So it's vocative. This I-ending word, you know, Radha, Sita, Hara, all that, and Yashoda, you know, Lakshmana, Bhadra, and so on. But I-ending word like Krishna, Rama, Govinda, Madhava, Madhusudana, all these I-ending word, their vocative case is just without H. Yeah, as soon as you have H after the word, after the name, that is nominative case. And without H, Krishna, Govinda, Madhava, all these are vocative. Simple? Okay. Anything else? Yeah. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna.